Today's reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, verse 4 through 9. This reading is about a teacher who listens to the one who has wakened him, a teacher whose message was not well received by everyone. Here is the reading. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning, he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheek to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insults and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I had set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? All of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. This is a powerful scripture. It's applicable to our lives and to church leaders. So let's look back. Let's look back at verse 4. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher. Well, a teacher is someone who gives instructions, someone who inspires you to learn and grow, someone who challenges you but meets you where you are, someone who is a student before a teacher, a lifelong learner. Continue with verse 4. That I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning, he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. You can't be a teacher unless you've been a student. We can't just hear, but need to listen. We need to be wakened. We need to be aroused from our sleep. We must be prepared. Every day is a new morning, an opportunity to listen, an opportunity to choose to receive information and deliver what is taught. We must hear the word of God in order to teach. For it is not our words, but his words. Verse 5. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. This is the determination and willingness to proceed, knowing that there will be challenges and difficulties ahead. No discouragement. I was not rebellious, meaning I did not resist his authority, because authority comes from above. I did not turn backwards, meaning I did not run away. I did not hide in shame, for I stood up and stood firm. Verse 6. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheek to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insults and spitting. Think about your facial hair as being pulled from your face by someone's hand. The suffering and pain for teaching and sharing the word. I'm reminded of John Lewis's with his saying, good trouble, necessary trouble. The importance of speaking up and speaking out, and the willingness to speak up about injustice, no matter the personal cost. Think back to the image of the Edmund Pettus Bridge. 7. The Lord God helps me, therefore I have not been disgraced, therefore I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Even though we might experience discomfort, we are determined to follow through on what the Lord has set before us, to be resolved and stone-faced. The Lord is with us and stands up against our adversaries and helps us. He is not far, but He is near. He is within us. We just need to have faith. The Lord helps us. Verse 8. Who will contend with me? Let us stand together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. Don't be afraid. God stands with us together and with us. Let my adversaries confront me, for I am not afraid. Finally, verse 9. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? All of them will wear out like a garment. The moth will eat them up. So in summary, the teacher who has been called to teach the people and has listened to the voice of God has faced challenges. But because God is the helper, as we have seen throughout, the teacher will not be disgraced or put to shame. Peace and grace.
Thanks for listening to Be Still and Go, Meditations for the Movement. This episode was written and recorded by Phil Salmon. Phil is a member of the Riverside Church, and he currently serves as the chair of the Church Council. That means he's part of our elected lay leadership here at Riverside. You can find out more about all the lay leadership positions and what they do and how you can be a part of it if you're a member of the church. Just go to our website at trcnyc.org/layleadership. And if you're not a member of Riverside, that's another conversation we should have very, very soon. trcnyc.org/membership is your next step. Okay, more websites. Yeah, you know. You can find more episodes of this show on our website, trcnyc.org/bestillandgo. You can make a donation to support this podcast and all of our digital ministry work at trcnyc.org/donate. Oh, that's a lot of URLs for you to remember. Maybe you should just go to trcnyc.org. That's the website. Click everything. I think you'll enjoy. And then we'll talk to you again on the next episode.